GOP candidate for governor Scott Walker met yesterday with a friend of his, Brookfield Mayor Steve Ponto. They discussed Walker's request that Brookfield either say no to a high-speed rail stop or delay its decision until after the November election. But Ponto says he expects to go ahead and meet with the state DOT on Tuesday. The mayor says he plans to repeat his stance that only state or federal money pay for any rail station in Brookfield.
My view is that the city of Brookfield should not spend any of its tax dollars on the capital improvements for a station. That means no tax dollars for constructing the station, the platforms, the parking lot.
Transportation Department Executive Assistant Carrie Ann Renland says there's at least $5 million in federal funds set aside for a rail station in Brookfield.
We believe it is enough for a safe, clean, working station. You know, a bare-bones station, right? Maybe they'd like something else, and we're always willing to work with them on that.
Renland says there may be a commercial developer that wants to partner with Brookfield. The DOT continues to argue that a rail station could be a plus for local economic development, but says stops between Milwaukee and Madison are not necessary to the success of higher-speed rail. The city of Watertown appears on board to having a rail stop. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.